1340 KYNS.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. New GOP vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan is greeted by enthusiastic crowds on the campaign trail. In Glen Allen, Virginia today, he focused on the economy.
People can have an idea, can work hard, can pull themselves up by the bootstraps, and can make something of themselves and create jobs and businesses so that everybody else benefits.
But the Obama campaign continues to ratchet up the pressure on Mitt Romney to release more tax returns, offering to stop asking for returns if Romney will release 5 years of them. Mideast expert David Schenker is applauding the choice of Lakhdar Brahimi as the new UN envoy to Syria, but he says it's also doomed to failure.
If you can't get a Security Council resolution, I think that the UN is essentially an irrelevant organization in terms of what's going on in Syria.
He believes the U.S. should work around the U.N. intervening the way NATO did in Bosnia. Firefighters are making inroads in battling the 35-square-mile fire in central Washington, but CBS's Stephen Kaufman says with a forecast for hotter and drier weather, there's concern for new flare-ups.
The problem is when you have influences like that weather-wise, you know, it's drying out, it's heating up, and the winds are blowing, that can kind of churn things up, especially when there are forecasts for dry lightning tomorrow.
The fire's now 33% contained. South African police say 34 miners were killed and 78 wounded in a clash with police at a platinum mine northwest of Johannesburg. The U.S. is offering condolences to the victims, and White House spokesman Josh Earnest appealed for a peaceful resolution.
We are confident that the South African government will investigate the facts around this case, and as always, we encourage all parties to work together to resolve the situation peacefully.
The miners have been pressing for higher pay. Two more U.S. service members have been killed by an Afghan ally. A newly recruited policeman opened fire at his inauguration ceremony in Kabul, CBS's Kitty Logan.
He was being recruited into the local force. He had just been handed a weapon for the very first time, and he used this weapon to shoot and kill two U.S. troops who were standing alongside him. The attacker himself was shot dead immediately after he carried out this particular assault. But certainly this will be a concern. It does seem at first glance that this incident was very much premeditated.
A message purported to be from Taliban leader Mullah Omar claims he's behind the increased attacks on coalition forces in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is doing some online recruiting. Ads on a popular jihadist website call for people to carry out suicide attacks. And checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 15 points, NASDAQ up 11. This is CBS News.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed, huh? Maybe I should go.
No, Kristen, please stay. Mom, please get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you thought the Dixie Chicks got into trouble for criticizing President George Bush, consider what happened to Pussy Riot.
A Russian rock band was in court. They're called
Группа Pussy Riot.
They were in hot water with Russian leader Vladimir Putin back in February when they ran to the altar of a Moscow cathedral wearing short skirts and ski masks. They sang a punk prayer asking the Virgin Mary to get rid of Putin. Now the trio will face the music.
The verdict is that they are guilty.
Three women band members get two-year prison sentences. There was disapproval outside the courtroom. Over at the U.S. Embassy, they blog on Twitter, the sentence in the Pussy Riot case looks disproportionate to the actions. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
A nephew of author Margaret Mitchell has given the Archdiocese of Atlanta a 50% stake in the literary rights to Gone with the Wind, worth possibly hundreds of thousands a year. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Last season was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Cheryl Zisler in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast.
Brought to you by BP and all of us. Call the Gulf home.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, by making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get the works for just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate, plus a $10 bonus with Owner Advantage Rewards.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the works fuel saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Claim based on EPA averages. See participating Ford dealer for membership and rebate details through 83112.
He's going to be in here in a minute, I hope, because I'm ready for it to be in here in a minute, I hope. And then we're going to talk about Calco's news for the week.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Here's a scoop. The Dodgers got a little bit of a dust-up yesterday, and we'll get to that. But the important thing, more important thing, really, I think, is the Giants. Cabrera failed the drug test, and so he's been suspended for 50 games. You know what the test was for? Testosterone. I'd be proud.
Happy Friday to you. Worked your butt off again. Happy Friday to you. Go get drunk with all your friends. By Sunday after you've been on a bender, your boss's face you barely will remember. Happy Friday to you. Have a great week.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, mo chicken, mo pork, mo beef, mo burgers, mo onion rings, mo potato chips, mo beans, mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, mo tater salad, mo house salad, mo Cobb salad, mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, mo brewskis, mo lemonade, mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osos in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
Your business will work better when you work with Coastal Computers. Coastal Computers is here for small business. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes your successful, user-friendly, and painless operation. Really, computer networking where the tail doesn't wag the dog. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. And they're worth a call. 543-9047. 543-9047. Coastal Computers. Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. People in the business of letting you get on with your business. Call 543-9047 for Coastal Computers.
543. Get the Coastal Computers. Call them, for God's sakes, because they got all the information you need there. They got all the stuff you want. And now the computer just sit here. I'm not doing that. I'm not cooperating now. Okay, here. Here, cooperate a little bit. Would you cooperate?
Okay, well, I see what you're saying now. I see what your game is. You can't fool me. I got to get to birthdays and stuff in a minute, but now I have to reload this thing because it just, you know. Anyway, I hope your Friday is swell so far. It's supposed to be hot and very muggy because we have rain not here, but we have rain near us. And that's supposed to be doing strange things to everybody. So that's what I want to tell you about right there. All right, I almost got it. Okay. And lastly, oh, that's good enough. Okay, we're cool. All right. Let's do our birthdays and what happened on this day in history and all that kind of stuff. Get that out of the way, okay? Okay. Flashback, highlighting history on August 17th in 1982, the first commercially produced compact discs, a recording of ABBA's The Visitors were pressed in a Philips factory near Hanover, West Germany. The CD began. On this date in 1807, Robert Fulton's North River steamboat began heading up the Hudson River on a successful round trip between New York and Albany. In 1915, a mob in Cobb County, Georgia, lynched Jewish businessman Leo Frank, whose death sentence for the murder of 13-year-old Mary Fagan had been commuted to life imprisonment. Frank, who maintained his innocence, was pardoned by the state of Georgia in 1986. In 1960, West African country of Gabon became independent of France. In 1962, East German border guard shot and killed 18-year-old Peter Fetcher, who had attempted to cross the Berlin Wall into the Western sector. Our birthday's day, actress Maureen, I'm Never Going to Go Hungry Again O'Hara, is 92. Actor Robert De Niro, Robert De Niro is 69. Singer Belinda Carlisle is 54. Author Jonathan Franzen is 53. Actor Sean Penn is 52. Singer Donnie Wahlberg is 43. Actor Mark Salling from Glee is 30. And tomorrow, it is Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath's Brian Metcalf's birthday also. So I'm saying happy birthday to everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Pops, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake the duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Three Tesla, 204 coils, 48 simultaneous channels, 5 times faster, 8 times the resolution, and wide open enough to hold a 550-pound person. What does this describe? The new Ultra High Field MRI just installed at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the gold standard in diagnostic imaging, previously only available at research hospitals. So don't settle for an outdated closed-in scanner with half the strength when you can choose the new Ultra High Field MRI at San Luis Diagnostic Center. If you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Lower cost, more comfort, shorter exam time, and image quality never before seen in San Luis Obispo County. For your next MRI, don't settle for an exam on a 10-year-old machine. Insist on San Luis Diagnostic Center's brand new Siemens Skyra. Call 542-9700. The choice is yours.
I haven't seen hide nor hair of this lady yet. But we're hoping that Karen Vealey will be in while this music plays. And it's a big nope. So I don't know what's going on, but here, we're going to do it ourselves.
Here's the news. Another action-filled adventure.
Oh, here we are. So we're going to do Cal Coast News ourselves right now, and I picked this story to be number one, whether Karen was here or not. And it's beyond outrageous if you want to know the truth. The California State University system is under fire over its plans to admit higher-paying out-of-state and international students to its undergraduate and graduate programs next spring while barring California residents because of state funding cuts. Early this year, Cal State officials announced a spring 2013 enrollment freeze for most of its 23 campuses, including Poly, to address the $750 million in funding cuts for the current fiscal year. In addition, officials wanted to be positioned for an additional $250 million cut next year if voters reject the November tax measure supported by Governor Jerry Brown. And now, Chancellor Charles B. Reed... Charles B. Reed has announced that non-resident undergraduates and graduate students are exempt from the freeze because they pay higher fees. California residents are subsidized by the state. California graduate students, for example, will pay $7,356 for a 2012-13 academic year, while non-resident students pay an additional $4,464 more for the 12 units. So it's about, $12,000. We need to make appropriate enrollment cuts, and that, unfortunately, has to be California residents. Cal State spokesman Mike Uttenberg said to the Times, if a campus has a program, the capacity to bring in students who are not subsidized and who are paying for the entirety of the instruction, they could bring in additional revenue that could go to benefit state residents. So you mean to tell me that the California taxpayers have created and sustained a university system for California students, and now they're saying the California students can't go to school? Okay. Well, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing story right there. That was a big story of the day, I thought. Extended filing periods attract new candidates in South San Luis Obispo County. In South San Luis Obispo County, extended campaign filing periods have ended, leaving several seats to the incumbents, while a handful of contenders have mounted challenges. In Arroyo Grande, no one has stepped forward to unseat Councilmember Jim Guthrie, Karen Ray, or Mayor Tony Ferrara, so they will either run unopposed in the November election. The city could save as much as $20,000 by appointing the three incumbents. What'd you think? In Pismo, Mayor Shelley Higginbotham is running unopposed. Five candidates, incumbent Ed Waggy, business owner Kevin Kurowski, and retiring airline supervisor Sheila Blake, LCMR school board members Eric Howell, and property manager DJ White will compete for two council seats. And it goes on, it goes on, it goes on. Anyway, so that's what's going on with the election thing. So they extend the filing period. So in case you want to run for something, quick, run. Then we had a DUI crash. That was one of these things that you just don't want to be involved in if you can help it. This is one, a wrong-way DUI driver. Five people were injured on U.S. Highway 101 at Atascadero in a crash that officers say was caused by a drunk driver going the wrong way on the freeway early this morning. The driver of a gray Honda was headed north on the southbound lane of the highway when he ran head-on into a Greyhound bus carrying about 30 passengers between the San Anselmo and Trafficway exits at about 3:30 a.m. CHP officers shut down one lane of the highway, which they plan to reopen, which has been reopened. Four of the injured passengers were transported to the hospital, treated for their injuries, and released. Emergency personnel transported the driver, who was suffering from major injuries, to a local hospital. Officers then arrested the man at the hospital for felony driving under the influence. Okay. Then of course, they have to post a guard. They have to post a guard at the guy's room, so that takes people off the streets. All right, this is interesting. This is a big brouhaha over what's been going on right here. California and Arizona are the first two states to decide if youthful illegal immigrants should be able to acquire driver's licenses when the Obama administration's new policy goes into effect and it grants work permits. Arizona said no. California has said yes. The California Department of Motor Vehicles announced Wednesday will make and license available to the estimated 400,000 individuals who would be eligible under new federal rules, which allow each state to make its own determination of the matter. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed an order Wednesday prohibiting her state's issuance of license to anyone who falls under the new federal mandate. A state assemblyman, Tom Donnelly of Hesperia, said he believes most Californians oppose such action and hopes that he will ignite a huge debate in the issue. On the issue, current state law prohibits illegals from getting a license, but once approved by the Department of Homeland Security, they'll be classified as temporary legal residents. And that's why I think that's it for now for CalCoastNews.com. What's happening? Don't forget, stuff appears all the time. I sure hope Karen's okay. I'm sure she is, but she's tied up doing something. But don't forget, you can go to Talk is Cheap in the upper right-hand corner of CalCoastNews.com and click on that, and we stream live 24/7 KYNS.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Damn. Well, it's 25 after 12. Let's see. I came across something new I've never done before. We'll see how this goes. We'll see how this plays out. Okay. This is called On the Street. And a featurette. Can I call it that? You're at Bill Benica, 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Thanks for joining me today. This is Talk is Cheap, and this is my featurette.
This is Bill Cunningham. This week, it's quite sad to tell you that we lost probably the brightest, most creative woman in fashion. The Italian fashion editor, Anna Piaggi, died suddenly in her home in Milan on August the 7th. Anna was really fashion as art. How she dressed herself was really the same way a painter with his tubes of paint, of color, creates his canvas. Anna simply did it with cloth, feathers, fur, jewels, herself. Each time she appeared, she would create a new, startling picture. And that's why I think 100 years from now, people aren't going to give a damn about commercial fashion as we know it today. They're going to want to know about who was this woman. Certainly, she inspired me. And from, I think, my first earliest picture is here from 1969, when she was wearing a little black suit and a Missoni knit sweater. And what caught my eye was a plexiglass flower and petals taken off the dining room table in the 1930s. She metamorphized from a woman in rather severe tailored suits, but very subdued, until she met in London an Australian by the name of Vern Lambert, who was a fashion historian and had a stall in Kensington Market where he sold vintage clothes and fabric. He was mad about it, and when he met Anna, they really became soulmates. Although Anna was happily married to the Italian photographer Alfa Castaldi. And when they would put together these clothes, Anna would come to Paris for the shows. They couldn't fly. There were too many trunks. They had to take the train.
Now, can I offer an opinion, because they've showed pictures of this woman who recently passed away, dressed in various attire throughout the story, and she was sort of like the Pablo Picasso of fashion. She's nuts.
Yeah, I didn't tell you? I'm finally letting John take me out to lunch. I know he's not my type. I just hope he doesn't take me to some place I've ate a million times. Oh, shoot, here he comes. Talk to you later.
Hey there, you ready for lunch?
Sure. Where are we going?
I've been dying to try Slow Brew for lunch.
Okay.
If the same old thing for lunch over and over and over is driving you crazy, stop the madness and try something new at Slow Brew. Affordable, delicious food, great ambiance. It's Slow Brew, downtown Slow. With $3 tacos, your choice of steak, chicken, or Alaskan cod. Vegetarians, try their peace and love vegan hummus platter. And all of Slow Brew's salads, burgers, and sandwiches can be ordered in either full or half-size portions. Even their most popular, the Thai ahi salad. Loosen up your day a little bit by adding one of Slow Brew's award-winning microbrews to your lunch. It's Slow Brew, serving lunch Tuesday through Sunday at 1119 Garden Street, downtown Slow.
I don't know about a new guy, but I definitely have a new lunch spot. Slow Brew.
Shomash Casino Resort presents Wilson Phillips.
Hold on for one more day.
Live Thursday, August 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at Club Shumash or ShumashCasino.com.
California dreaming, on such a winner's day.
Don't miss Wilson Phillips. Live August 23rd at 8 p.m. Only at Shumash Casino Resort.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
There's something about the way you look tonight. There's something about the way that I can't take my eyes off you. There's something about the way your lips invite. Maybe it's the way that I get nervous when you're around. And I want you to be mine. And if you need a reason why, send away.
In the way that you hold me and the way that you know me.
nothing more to say than I feel it in the way.
I liked it. That was Clay Aiken. And that was called The Way, and I like his music. I think Clay does a good job. So we got some other. The last thing we're going to play today, though, is that it's got a little stinky of kinky to it, and I'm not sure. But anyway, let's go on with what's going on today. You're with Bill Banica. Thanks for joining me. Let's do the Dodgers. Let's talk about that first. Dodgers go down swinging. Matt Kemp and Don Mattingly were ejected from the game. Hanley Ramirez and Joe Blanton argued with the umpire in a 10-6 loss. Angel Campos was the umpire. Apparently, he was calling balls and strikes in a funny way, you know, like the ways that the Dodgers didn't approve. So they had a bit of a dust-up, is what you call it. And they're ejecting people from the game, and it's going right and left. But anyway, so the Dodgers today at 4 o'clock at Atlanta. Are you going to be thrown out with any strikes at all? Okay. Let's talk about other things. We got a huge thing here. Let me do this, and you may have heard about this already. I'm sure you have. But I want to do it here. This is this terrible shooting at a platinum mine in South Africa. 34 miners were killed. They were protesting. They were trying to, they're trying to make more money, and they're just asking for more money anyway. So they had a protest, but unfortunately, they had a protest. They were carrying axes and other assorted things, and the police just felt threatened by them and said, "Guess what? We're opening up." But it was just a tragedy there. Today, not so many people getting together as you can imagine, but it's really amazing, just amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, and here's a thing about Julian Assange, who's now headed for Ecuador. He's asked for asylum in Ecuador, which is interesting because Ecuador has a very non-free society when it comes to speech, and so this is interesting that this man is going there. I would say. He wants to not be extradited to Sweden because of some sex charges there. So he's been granted political asylum. There's something deeply ironic and sad about watching WikiLeaks founder turn to a country with terrible record on press freedom to avoid falling into the hands of another government or governments. If you could count the United States as the other major player in the melodrama, that's because the original promise of WikiLeaks was that as a stateless news organization, to use press critic Jay Rosen's phrase, living on the Internet, WikiLeaks... might be able to escape the pressures nearly all media organizations must deal with from local host countries. So there you are. That's where that went. Now, I got to tell you, here's a headline right here. You ready for this? This is opinion pieces right here. It says, Obama or Romney, who's more scary? Can I say one thing, though, please, to the Democrats? Leave. It doesn't matter if Mitt Romney's a millionaire. It doesn't matter if he paid taxes or didn't. Sure, it's disgusting if you're paying, you know, anywhere from 25 to 35% taxes as an average wage earner. Do we think it's wrong that a guy can pay nothing that's making millions and millions of dollars? Yeah, we do. But it's got nothing to do with anything. It doesn't change anything. If you found out that instead of he said he paid 13%. So if he said he paid 13% and then you found out he paid no percent, what does it change? He only paid 13%, for God's sake. Anyway, because this is very, very, very much like, and I'm telling you the truth, this is very much like the birther thing with Obama, and the Republicans with that. This is the Democrats, a birther thing. And let's be done with it. Let's just be done with it. Let these two say something that makes any difference in the whole wide world to us. Please. All right. That's all we can help for. A little decency. Just a little, not a lot. I'm not talking about a lot or anything. I'm talking about just a little. Okay, let's see what else we got in the news here today. Because we've got a lot of stuff going on. Cal Poly's hired a replacement defensive backs coach to replace Randy Hansen, who resigned after he had a little dust-up himself. And so the Padres sold a group that includes the O'Malleys, which is kind of a crack-up. They just like California teams, I guess, so that works out, I guess. Anybody else in the news here? They're talking a lot about it. Already talking football. Peterson grabs the lead with the 62, and this is the Wyndham Championship. And he did really well in the last go-around. So that's pretty good. Now, you know what? People always want to know, well, what's Tiger Woods doing? Well, here's what's interesting. This is fascinating, I think. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy will square off in China this fall in a one-day exhibition. Woods and McIlroy to play an 18-hole match at Lake Jinsha International Golf Club on October 29th, the Monday after two top players in the world ranking compete in different Asian tournaments. So they're going to be playing over in China, I guess, or over that area, and then they're going to meet for a playoff for themselves on the 29th of October. And I bet they're being paid fortunes for it. Otherwise, they'd be in the United States playing these tournaments, wouldn't you think? Yeah, I think so. A lot of money involved in that. Okay, a lot of money involved in that. Dodgers still a half game ahead of the Giants right now. Yeah, that's my sports. That's my sports. That's it. We've had two tragedies in 2 days. In Afghanistan, a helicopter crash killed the 7 U.S. soldiers, Black Hawk. Al-Qaeda says they shot it down. We don't know. The Taliban said they shot it down. We don't know at this point. But we lost 7 U.S. soldiers. Now, what did the guy say, the new ambassador, when other people were killed? Troubling. I hope this is more than troubling to that man. This is more than troubling to me. And then we had, I believe it was three more Americans were shot by, once again, one of these guys. It was a police chief. You know, that they said, okay, you're ready to be the chief of police, and here's your gun, and he shot him. Police chief shot three Americans today. Sometimes you just know it's time to come home. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to say to yourself it's time to come home. There's an article in today's paper about the mother and grandmother of Disney Myers. This is very sad, of course. How could it be anything else? What was I behind today? Listen to what I'm behind here someday. Wait, a Tesla? Is that what that thing's called, a Tesla? That you super duper, it's a 100 grand car, or 50,000 or whatever the heck it is. I think it starts at 53 grand. But if you have the normal stuff put on, I think it's good something 90 something. Anyway, I was behind one of those today. And I mentioned that because here is a Lamborghini that's worth $2.2 million. I don't know that it's worth $2.2 million, but that's what it's going to cost. It's called a Sesto Elemento. Okay, Sesto Elemento, and Lamborghini unveiled it as a concept car at this point at the 2010 Paris Motor Show. It'll go into production at a price of $2.2 million. It's going to go into production. While it's trying to be built, there's one thing you should know before you sign up for yours. You won't be able to drive it on the street. The production car will be virtually identical to the concept, which means it won't have airbags or other safety equipment required for legal use on roads in the U.S. or Europe. The car is strictly for use on a track. but yet it doesn't look like a track-type car. Powered by a 570-horsepower V10 engine, the Sesto Elemento is made almost entirely from lightweight but very expensive carbon fiber. The body, its wheels, and part of the suspension system are made of carbon fiber. The car weighs about 2,200 pounds, which is less than a Honda Fit subcompact. That is next to nothing. Lamborghini boasts that the car can go from 0 to 60 miles an hour in just 2.6 seconds. But you can't drive it on the street. How come it has headlights? If you can't drive on the street anyway, what do you need the headlights for? Just wondering. And there was another car thing here in the news. What was this guy? Tracy Morgan, Jen Krakowski of NBC30. Let me figure scare Johnny Weir. Posed with the 2013 Jaguar XJ AWD during the launch of Jaguar's Chill New York event, a three-day winter experience featuring indoor ice skating and artificial snow underneath New York's High Line Park Thursday. All right, so everybody's getting in the act with the cars and whatnot. Robert Downey Jr. is hurt on the Iron Man 3 set. He hurt his footsie. Something happened to him. He got, you know, something happened to his hoof. So they got to wait on production on that. R&B singer Bobby Brown checks himself into rehab. Yeah, I got no problems, he said. Jessica Simpson's father charged with DUI in L.A. That's the end of that. All right, that's all I'm doing on that one. And then, of course, the big, huge is 337 million Powerball tickets sold at a Michigan gas station. The buyer has not been identified. But here's the place. It's called Lapeer, Michigan. And here's what's happened. And there's only like 6,000 people. Is that how many there is? 6,000 Lapeer? I think it was 6,000 people in Lapeer. There's not many people. So guess what the news media is doing? They figure, okay, we'll just call up everybody in Lapeer and ask them if they won. And that's what they've been doing. The media has been calling everybody in the phone book in Lapeer to say, did you win the lottery? I'd say yes. And then when they showed up, I go, surprise, I didn't. I thought I did, but I didn't. What a strange story this was. This was in Grand Junction, Colorado. Here was Don and Marilyn Schnaman, I think how you say her name. Anyway, they had a peach orchard. And so the peach crop, the fruit was too small, so they offered it for free to those wanting to pick it. Well, they not only picked it, they picked everything else. They picked the neighbor's stuff. They just went crazy. So they're saying, we're not doing that again, you can bet. Yeah. Nudist resorts have a reputation for attracting older adults, which is always sad, but one Florida park is trying to change that. So South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that Sunsport Gardens will hold a weekend bash aimed at attracting nudists aged 18 to 30. It's a celebration of nudity and body acceptance, or whatever. Now, here's a lady right here, and I don't know. I guess that's all right. I don't know what the law. You know, San Francisco, you can walk around naked. I'm serious. You can walk around naked in San Francisco, provided you don't do anything suggestive. You walk around naked in San Francisco. What's that? What is that? Wait a second. What is that? Wait a second. Wait. Why do I have music playing is what I need to find out. Why do I have music playing is what I need to find out. I don't know. It just is. I just decided it was going to play. It just said, I'm just going to play music. All right, well, that's fine. We'll get back to the music here in about 20 minutes, and we'll listen again to Clay Aiken. But right now, we're going to listen to his commercial and then find out why this woman goes topless in public.
Insurance companies say they'll save you by switching. You'd have, like, a ton of dollars. But how are they saving you those dollars? A lot of companies might answer, or no comment. Then there's Esurance. Born online, raised by technology, and majors in efficiency. So whatever they save, you save. Hassle, time, paperwork, hair tearing out, and yes, especially dollars. Esurance. Insurance for the modern world. Click or call.
I originally started going topless in a yoga studio. That was the first inclination I had to go topless. And for me, it was just a matter of comfort. In the state of New York, I was totally within my legal limit to go topless. And then when the weather started getting nice, I started to do activism in public. in public places and wherever I can.
When I read the court case, and she's right, it is legal in the state of New York, I was completely shocked to find out that that was the case. I thought for sure there was some mistake in these news reports that said it was legal. But it is, in fact, legal as long as it's not sexualized, which it's not. She's just walking around.
Well,
and as long as it's not
for
a commercial purpose.
Oh.
You couldn't have Hooters send naked women out or topless women out, you know, to promote Hooters. That would not be okay.
Does this have anything to do with laws around public breastfeeding?
Not exactly. It has more to do with decency. And in early 1990s, a group of women like Moira in New York said, we're going to take off our tops in a public park, and we're going to make the point that men can do it, women can't, and that's sex discrimination. And shock of all shocks, they won that case in the appellate courts in New York. I mean, if you had asked me this question on the bar exam, I would have gotten it wrong.
So, Moira, why do you think more people aren't aware of this? Or are you aware? You know, were you surprised when you became aware?
Yes, I was. I actually went to an all-women's college, and one of my fellow students told me that it was legal, and I just was so inspired by that.
I guess so. That's inspiring. Now, here's the interesting thing, and I'm not making any comment in any way about this, but in the photographs that they showed of her, which, of course, they blacked out the top of her, in the photographs they showed of her, nobody seemed to pay attention. Nobody was, like, gawking at her or anything, so not sure what that means. I'm just telling you that I didn't see any gawkers. Okay, it's like, you walk around naked in San Francisco. Naked. Not just topless, naked. And that was one of those things where one guy did it, you know, and then they said, well, you can't do that. And then they took it to court, and the court said, there's no real laws about having to wear clothes. You know, something, I don't know what they decided. I guess that's how they decided. Anyway. This is a new thing. The wildfires that are all over the place, as you know, prompted by the huge station fire, police shift focus on Southern California helicopters, and they're going to be allowed to fight at night. It's already a scary job to begin with, but now they're going to do it at night. But I guess they can fly at night, eh? All right. In California, firefighters across California were monitoring whether potential thunderstorms and strong winds yesterday could make their work more difficult as they gain ground on several raging wildfires. But right now, they're worried about gusty winds of about 25 miles per hour. This is in Plumas National Forest. It's threatened more than 900 homes, and it's only 20% contained. You know what's kind of weird? Can I say this? I'll say it this way. It is weird. Because, you know, you see these houses that miraculously somehow get through. Well, the firemen save it is what they do. They see the fires come up to a house. They try to save the house. And they're successful many times. And so what's interesting is that that's all. I lost track of what I was talking about. I did. Okay. Because here's what's another thing I was going to tell you about. And that is Halle Berry. Here's somebody upset. Here's somebody that's getting upset. Let me
check out Halle go postal on a photographer outside her daughter's school.
You choose to do something else. I'm doing something honorable. I'm not harassing people. You could have lied.
Okay, I think there's some expletives there, but anyway, so she's Halle Berry went to court today to convince the judge to let her move her daughter to Paris.
Father of her little girl, model Gabrielle Aubin. Halle wants to pack up her Oscar and her 4-year-old daughter Nala and head across the pond to Paris, but it's not for the croissants. She told the judge she and Nala just aren't safe in the United States because the paparazzi is putting them in extreme danger. Here's the ex-husband, Gabriel, wants to keep Nala stateside. In a bizarre twist, Halle has at least one supporter, her friend and fellow glamour queen and fellow actress Salma Hayek. Salma wrote a declaration telling the judge Nala will be much safer in Paris.
Don't they have paparazzi in Paris? I mean, I don't know. Why would think they would? But we're back to this crazy business about these poor people just being harassed to death. I just don't understand. I do not understand why there are not laws passed that these people are not allowed to live. I mean, it's not even like saying, well, you can't live a normal life. Obviously, they can't live a normal life, but they have to, I would think, feel that they can be safe. They have to have a life that they can feel they're safe. And they're not under those circumstances. They're certainly not. So I find that really kind of strange, to tell you the truth, and a shame. It's really too bad. All right, other things in our news. Carbon dioxide emissions are at a 20-year low, which is interesting, and that's because companies have switched from coal to natural gas to save money. So while we may have all kinds of other emissions that are causing global warming and doing terrible things, it's, at least it's not that, I guess. Is that how you say it? It's not that? All right, it's not that. Okay. I don't know. I don't want to get too much into all this for now, but because there's a lot of issues about Medicare. Critics say Ryan budget would hurt the poor and the elderly. And so, but eventually what they want to do is try to save a whole bunch of money down the road. Things are going to change. There's no question about it. And I, you know, one of the first things that's going to happen, I think, is they're going to make the retirement age from 65 to 68, possibly 70, but at least 68. And I think we can be pretty sure to that. Is that the way that's going to work? Oh, and by the way, Jim D's not here either. Jim D's not here today. So I don't know what's... I'm all alone on Friday, which is unlike what happens to me on Friday. Okay, they have so much stuff. We got weird anthraxes and diseases and all kinds of stuff. Anthrax has killed more than 100 animals on ranches in Colorado and Texas within the past 2 weeks, and experts say the risk of infection may be greater with a drought covering much of the thing because the spores are more active when it's hot and dry, and it's been, as you know, hot and dry. So they got the anthrax. Now, wait, here's another one. Outbreak of West Nile virus has engulfed Dallas County in Texas with nearly 200 cases of human infection, 10 deaths. So they're spraying everything in the whole wide world that's not tied down. And then here was a story. A pelican found tangled in fishing line with a 6-inch hook lodged in its lower bill has been released back in the wild after surgeries and months of rehab in Southern Cal. Nigel, an American white pelican, underwent a first-of-its-kind procedure to straighten out the fractured beak. Now, I have to tell you something. I'm watching KSBY News last night. They show Avila Beach. They show the whales are breaching in Avila in Avila Harbor, you know, and Port San Luis. And I'm like, well, what's with that? Because Nancy and I were there. We were down there, and we were at Port San Luis. We went out on the pier. We had lunch out there in the restaurant that's right there, not all the way out at the end, but right next to it, so we could eat outside. So we're eating outside. We're watching. We're seeing what's going on. And now one thing I do have to say is I have never, ever, 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 ever seen that many seagulls and pelicans in my entire life. Never. So obviously with this, whatever it is, anchovies, whatever's in the water, you know, it's attracting everything. So then you'd have to get, after watching Shark Week all week, you'd have to assume that, guess what else is attracting probably? Because the seals, the sea lions, they all want that stuff. So anyway, it just was amazing. And I don't know if it's still going on today or not. I have no idea. But I was a sight to see, really. I was just absolutely amazed. And then, There had to be like thermals because there was a group of seagulls. I don't mean, when I say a group, I'm talking about hundreds in this group. Hundreds. I'm serious. There was hundreds of seagulls in this group, and they just kept going higher and higher and higher till they finally went out of sight, which is what a thermal would do. And at what point, I don't know how high a seagull is willing to fly. I've never seen one fly like that. I've never seen one up that high before. And this was dozens of them. I mean, dozens upon dozens. So it was very strange, very strange. And, of course, luckily, there was a little, we were not exactly outside. We were under an awning because with that many birds in the air, you really didn't want to be right out in the open. You know what I mean? Okay. What happened down there? That was nice. Other things that are being talked about today, the Virginia man accused of shooting a security guard at the headquarters of a conservative lobbying group after saying, I don't like your policies. I had a backpack to contain. Are you ready for this? Who understands the world anymore? It had extra bullets and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Then they have the aftermath in Aurora. Workers who treated theater shooting victims are among those whose lives are forever changed. It says a hospital haunted. So, but basically what happens is, you know, these people suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. They just do. It's, you know, it depends on different people react different ways to these things. But, you know, sometimes even if they're used to doing, you know, working on people and, you know, being doctors and nurses and all that, when all of a sudden you have that many people that hurt, and believe me, they were that hurt, come in, it's going to change a lot of things. Here we have, oh, here, I'm sorry, I missed one. Two likely contracted hantavirus at a park campground in Yosemite and they, in the Curry Village. And they said it was from mice poo. And I don't know why these people were involved in the mice poo, but they were staying in these tent-like things, and then I guess for whatever reason the mice stuff was in there. Anyway, so they've scrubbed them and cleaned them and hosed them down and said, it's perfectly safe to stay. Visitors should not be afraid to stay here, according to Ranger Kerry Cobb. Okay. And then more craziness. One brother dead, one missing in Yosemite. These are people that go in the water above waterfalls, and they get sucked into the current, and they off the, there they go, you know. And it's just, it's really amazing to me that the people will do these things, but they do. They found the bodies of one brother. They can't find the bodies yet of the other brother. But the last time that there two people, remember, went off the thing. Let me see where it says this. Forget exactly where it said. No, it doesn't matter. Anyway, it's a bridge of vantage point on the Miss Trail where Vernal Falls first comes into view. The location was the site of a tragedy last summer when Central California friends cooling off in a pool above the fall were swept to their deaths. Anyway, so I forget how it took a long time for them to be found, their bodies. Anyway, I don't know if there's a waterfall on the other end of where you're getting in the water. I say don't. That's what I say. Don't. That's just me. I'm a big chicken. U.S. reliance on Saudi oil has increased, and because you know were we importing a lot of oil from Iran? I read this thing over and over, and I'm going, I don't get it quite exactly what, but anyway, we're importing more oil from Saudi Arabia than we were, so I guess we were actually somehow we were dealing with Iran and oil, I guess. And so the weird part is, then you put sanctions on them, and we're the ones that end up suffering. Whoops. All right, and this is from the residents of, this is a concerned residents of Wasna Valley, an open letter of concern to the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It basically says, we don't want oil drilling out here in this valley. Do you understand? We don't want oil drilling. Leave us alone. Okay. Happiest place in America, one of the most desirable places to live. It's all that. Well, they say it's not going to be that if you got big old oil wells pumping and going and doing all kinds of stuff out there in Wasna. So because I have friends in Wasna, I understand how they feel. We're going to join CBS News and find out what else is going on in our world. I hope it hasn't changed that much in the last hour, but you never know.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Ann Romney says they will not release any more tax returns, but the Obama campaign isn't letting the issue end there. Officials offered to stop pressing for more documents if Mitt Romney would release 5 more years of his tax returns. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
We're just asking him to live up to the standard of previous major party candidates for president, a standard that was established by his father when he ran for president in 1968.
Romney's released his 2010 returns and said in the past 10 years he's never paid less than 13% in taxes. The Republicans want the campaign to turn on the economy. In Glen Allen, Virginia, Vice Presidential hopeful Paul Ryan said his running mate knows how to get things back on track.
This is a person who is living proof and experience that knows that if you have a small business, you built that small business.
More conflicting signs on the economy. The index of leading indicators rose nearly 0.5% last month, but unemployment also rose in 44 states. A 4-star general is in some hot water at the Pentagon.
General William Kip Ward sometimes gives speeches about his rise through the ranks.
Are you leaving the type of footprint that you would say, someone who I love, I'd like them to also be able to walk in those footprints?
Now, the Associated Press says it's obtained a report by the Defense Department's Inspector General indicating Ward, who headed U.S. Africa Command, used military vehicles to shuttle his wife shopping and to spas and bill the government for excessive unauthorized spending and travel. The report says one incident involved Joyce Ward asking one of her husband's staff members to go buy her a bag of candy. General Ward could be demoted. Sam Litzinger, CBS News, Washington.
In Syria, fighting continues in the capital of Damascus, and there are reports of shelling by regime forces in the commercial center of Aleppo. Human rights activists say 180 people were killed around the country yesterday. Kofi Annan gave up trying to broker peace in Syria, and Mideast expert David Schenker says his successor, Lakhdar Brahimi, won't have any success either.
He's going to fail just like Kofi Annan. I don't think there's a chance, and in fact, I think that the UN continues to pursue this endeavor is really a testament to the lack of effectiveness of the organization and a callousness in the face of mass murder.
He says the problem is the Security Council can't agree on a plan of action. He was credited with helping to shape the sound of Chicago soul. Carl Davis, producer of hits like Duke of Earl and Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher, has died at his South Carolina home. He was 77 and had been suffering from pulmonary fibrosis. Davis worked with the likes of Curtis Mayfield, Jackie Wilson, and the Shy Lights. On Wall Street near the close, the Dow up 15 points. This is CBS News.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
How would you like to be on a plane and have the pilot hit you up for fuel money?
It's usually a direct four-hour flight from Paris to Beirut, but violent clashes near the airport Wednesday forced an Air France plane to divert to neighboring Damascus. Hardly more reassuring, and then the pilot asked passengers for cash to pay for refueling. This passenger said the Syrian authorities first demanded hard currency, but the airline found a way to pay and took off again. After an overnight in Cyprus, the plane finally landed safely in Beirut, 24 hours after takeoff. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
A Massachusetts man probably believes all things turn out for the best. Richard Brown didn't get the scratch-off lottery ticket that he had asked for, but he did complain, and in the end it paid off to the tune of $1 million. He gets $430,000 after taxes. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
People say to me all the time, Mike, why does Ford need a guy like you when they got a guy like Jim Twitchell? Now, Jim, you've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
According to my notes here, Ford says the works can more than pay for itself. What does that mean?
The Works Fuel Saver package is an excellent value. It more than pays for itself in fuel economy by checking your tire pressures and by making sure that you have the proper grade of oil and making sure that everything is running and operating smoothly.
The Works Fuel Saver package includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate. Apply rebate to your Owner Advantage Rewards account and earn a $10 bonus. That's $20.
So the position of my Ford dealership is saving money is good and saving gas is good, correct?
Correct.
And with the Works, you get both?
You get both.
I love this. This is great. I'm going to get one. Where do I get them?
Get to your Ford dealer.
You heard it.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Claim based on EPA averages. See participating Ford dealer for membership terms, conditions, and rebate details through 83112.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Down to the wire.
Trey Aiken, and A Measure of a Man. Clay Aiken, not Trey, Clay Aiken, A Measure of a Man. Here, Bill, this is Talk of Sheep, Friends of Neighbors Network on a Friday, and the weather's going to be weird today. It really is. It's going to be, it already is weird. It's kind of cloudy. It's supposed to be pretty muggy because there's a stormy thing that's down in the southern part of the state and over in the valley that could kind of maybe touch the mountains a little bit, but probably not. But anyway, but it's creating this really unstable weather at the moment, so that's what we're looking at. And we're looking at more warm weather all next week, too, by the way. North County in triple digits pretty much the whole week. Things we have missed so far. Anyway, here, let me do this. Let me tell you about that. Here is a story I want to tell you about. Oh, here was the thing. Brazil and Britain and New Zealand are among countries more likely to ban logos from cigarette packs after Australia did it. So what they're thinking is, remember what Australia did? They have to come in plain green wrappers, cigarettes, or in plain green packages, and olive drab, kind of. And then they have slogans and pictures and nasty things all over them to try to get you to stop smoking. I don't know if it works or not. Bad news in Beirut. At least 60 charred bodies were found Thursday in a suburb of the Syrian capital of Damascus, in which activists describe as another massacre committed by government forces. And then there's the scores who were killed in Iraq in a wave of attacks. It's just, boy, the Mideast is just a tinderbox. It's just a mess. And is it going to get worse before it gets better? You think? You think? I have a feeling. Let's see if we have something else here to share on CNN. You see what CNN's got? Make sure we haven't missed anything that's going on. You don't want to be the last to know. The last to be able to get back to the home page, I can tell you that. There we go. What is this? She's a hero to teenage moms. After her son died, Catalina Escobar declared war on poverty and the generational cycle of teen pregnancy 12 years later. She's helped 2,000 young women. Yeah. And you know what's interesting, I think? Is, you know, I asked somebody once, I asked an interpreter for the courts, and she was somebody I knew. And I said to her, I said, you know, I don't understand the incidence of teen pregnancy with Hispanics. I mean, why is that? And I said, you know, is it like, do they want to have children, these young teens? She goes, absolutely not, but they don't have the faintest. Sex is never discussed at all in a lot of families. And they don't have the first idea about it. They don't even know what it's about. They don't have a clue. So some guy gives him the, you know, wink and then goes from there. So he says, really, what's going on? Here's a story. Because, the Mississippi River's way down. It's so far down it might be filling up from the ocean now because now there's saltwater intrusion into the Mississippi River, which sounds completely freaky. So we'll see what we can find out about that because that is kind of completely freaky, to tell you the truth. How can it get like that low? I didn't know it could.
The extreme drought that's blamed for
you can do it. Come on, buddy.
Decimating crops across the U.S. is also blamed for driving the Mississippi River way down. That, in turn, is causing salt water to mix with the rivers and Louisiana's drinking water. What's going on here, Chad? How can salt water get into the drinking water?
The Mississippi River has actually been flowing the wrong way underground. You know, salt water is very heavy. That's why you float better in the ocean. So down below the freshwater that is the river that you can see, there's a layer of salt water running the wrong way up the river, 90 miles up the river, almost to New Orleans, but not quite. So what the Army Corps of Engineers is going to do, they're going to put a bump. They're going to put a dirt berm under the water, not all the way to the top because they still have to get boats over the top. But they're going to put a dirt berm there to stop that water from going up the river. How they're going to do that? They're going to take the river. Now, we understand the river is going this way. This would be New Orleans, and here would be the Gulf of Mexico. And the salt water is coming along the bottom below, almost like two layers, like oil. When you get a bottle of Italian dressing, you got the oil on top and the vinegar on the bottom. Well, here's the vinegar. It's the salt water going the wrong way. Here's the oil. It's the water. There's just not enough of the water to push the salt water back. And that salt water is now getting into the intake of the Plaquemines Parish water system. So it's sucking in salt water, so there's a little bit of salt in the drinking water. Now, they're going to fix that by taking some barges full of real fresh water and taking it down to Plaquemines Parish, but the big fix is making this dirt berm so that the salt water can't go up the river.
There you go. I guess the guy's going to do something there. Huh? And then you have New Orleans involved in that, obviously, somewhere along the line. So, oh, heavens knows, those people have enough problems, don't they? Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. The county won't revisit pot laws, and this is the supervisors are basically saying, you know what, until the state figures out what it's going to do and the federal government's going to figure out what it's going to do, there's no sense in us establishing any kind of anything because it could be changed in a matter of moments, and what's the point? And you know what, as sad as it is, I have to tell you, I feel very bad for the people that depend on medical marijuana, and I'm talking about the people that are really sick. And so I feel very bad for them, and that now you have this... a stalemate, basically, is what it's come down to, and the county board of supervisors. I mean, they have a point. They have a, like, what's the sense of doing it if you pass a new ordinance and then the feds come in and they say, well, yeah, we didn't like it, so guess what, you're done. So there's really no point to it. The grand jury was the one that said, you know, you should try to establish some kind of a policy that people can follow. And the board of supervisors saying, well, we can't really establish a policy. There's no way to do it. You know? And I can understand how they feel about that. Weird. Changes afoot at Halter Ranch. I wouldn't know where Halter Ranch was if I was buried there. I think it's in Paso Robles. Anyway, they're planting more acres. So they're going to try to purchase their production from 15,000 to 35,000 cases of wine. So 34,000 square feet of additional 20,000 square feet of caves should be complete in September. That's one of those. I don't go out wine tasting that much because I'm not a wine drinker. But anyway, I just thought I'd let you know. You might be excited about that. All right. Here in, I don't understand what you how you're going to sue this. I don't know what you're going to do, but. A suit claims, nine sued Chevron over refinery fire. The suit claims oil firm was grossly negligent in emergency response and facilities maintenance. Now, I don't know if there's an inside person on this, because if there's not, I don't know in a million years how anyone would know whether or not the facilities maintenance was up to snuff. I mean, if you're an outsider to the facility, I'm an outsider facility, and I don't know. So I don't know why anybody else would know unless they have somebody on the inside tell them what's going on the outside that's inside. So that's the only way that's going to work, the only way possible. The Paso Robles police identified the man who died Wednesday at a construction site on Golden Hill Road as Hesperia resident James Conrad Seam, S-C-I-M, who's 65. Now, they say that they don't think there's any foul play involved. They're not exactly sure what happened. They're waiting for an autopsy and all that kind of stuff and say, see if we can figure out what happened. Did the guy fall out of... We don't know what's next to it. So I don't know if the guy fell out of a window of another building, fell off the top of another building. Nobody knows at this point. We just know that the guy was laying there. So, and who knows? He could have maybe had a heart attack. He could have just been on the job site. He didn't necessarily fall there, or unless they, but I don't think they established he fell. I don't know if they have. But he could just have a heart attack there. It's kind of what I said on the beginning of the week. The political cartoon is Joe Biden's in a bumper car inside his own brain, and the bumper car is called Gaffes, and it's thudding off the sides of his head. I get a kick out of the guy. Now, here's, people, they throw out a lot of facts and numbers and stuff. And when they do it in the letters to the editor, I have to take it with a grain of salt. Unless I can research it myself and say, okay, this person has said this and I found out that that's so. But Richard said that the article on heroin in San Luis Obispo County was both irresponsible and disappointing. all those words, you had no wisdom. An exhaustive study on heroin overdoses concluded that almost all, perhaps 100% heroin overdoses involve alcohol. They could not find a level of heroin dosage that would overdose their test subjects, but found as little as two beers on top of a safe dose of opiates could produce an overdose. I want to tell the whole truth. Alcohol is the killer when taking opiates. Now, my understanding is that the heroin that is now entering this country is so powerful that you don't need a beer or you don't need anything else. You can just kill yourself really easily with the opiates. I'm just glad I'm not involved. I'll be honest about that. Okay. And now we have... Well, we have another person commenting on the dangers of Diablo's seismic testing and what it's going to do to the animals and the thing, and we don't know. Last Sunday, I spent the morning, this was from Beth, last Sunday I spent the morning kayaking whales in Avila Beach, spent kayaking among them. When I returned to the beach near Avila Pier, my euphoria turned to disgust with hundreds of fake waterlogged flower petals, possible residue from a beach wedding. So they say, what are they littering up the beach for? I have to admit, that's kind of weird. Can't they have real flower petals? Are they sure? Was she sure they were fake? Can't they just use real flower petals? I was just asking. Lorraine is upset with KCBX for dropping the Board of Supervisors meetings. And while I realize KCBX is public funded and government funded, a lot of the money they make is not. A lot of the money they take in is stuff that they either beg for or they have events. And so if the program director over there believes that they can capitalize more on the hours spent at the supervisor's meeting doing something else with that time, then, even though they're not the same as a privately held radio station, it's still, you got to pay the bills to keep the doors open. And I think people have a hard time somehow grasping that. I don't really understand. I don't know why people don't get it. You know, it costs money to have these things operate. And for all different reasons, like any other business, there's a lot of things that are behind what goes on. It's, if you're not making any money or you're not making enough money and you think you could make more money, which is why people change their programming all the time and stuff, they finally say, okay, well, this didn't work, and I'm going to try something else. That's the way it works. And or we'll try somebody else. And or we'll just get rid of the person because they're, the senior person and they're probably getting paid too much. You'd be surprised. Anyway, there's a huge thing that's going on that the government wants you to know about, and the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, say that every single person between the ages of 45 and were born between 1945 and 1965, all the baby boomers, 1945 to 1965, should get a blood test to make sure they don't have hepatitis C. Because they believe that there's more than 15,000 Americans die each year from hepatitis C, and they believe there's a whole lot more people out there, as many as 800,000, that could possibly have it. And so they know that 3.2 million Americans are infected with hepatitis C. It causes liver damage and liver failure and the whole thing. So it's a one-time blood test, which I'm sure I've already been tested for by the VA. But they're saying you better go get it. You better go find out. And because hepatitis C, and they say one of the things that's really a bummer about hepatitis C is you don't know you have it, and all of a sudden your liver just poops out. It's not like it's a slowly, it's doing something, but not something that you notice until it's kind of like too late. It's already damaged it that badly. Or you'll know it's too late if it kills you. Your friends and family will know. So go get a test. Go get a test. All right. Facebook stock plunged to a new low yesterday. Some of the social networking leaders, early backers, got their first chance to sell the shares. we're bailing out again. I don't know what this phenomenon is with Facebook. I don't understand it. I don't. Somebody that understands the stock market better than I do should be able to explain it to somebody. But I haven't seen a really good explanation for it. All I know is that people are bailing out. They just haven't. They're not selling it. Could it change? I would think. I would think it changed, but Facebook, I think, would have to do something dramatic, something new, dramatically new, and dramatic, and then I think that might change the course of where things are going. But I'm not sure of it. But that's what I would guess. they say that here they mention Home Depot, and they say, you know how you're looking for a guy in an orange apron and you can't find him, you go out there. They say now in the appliances department and stuff, they're really taking care of you. Why didn't you just go to Eibers in the first place, and then you never have to wonder if you're going to get good service? That's my recommendation there. Okay, school shopping calls for strategy. Well, here we had the, God, we got kids already started back to school and stuff. It's like, holy dump truck. It's just amazing to me. But anyway, it's the kids started school yesterday. And the CMR. All right, we're going to take a break here in a sec. But before we take the break, I got some yuck-em up to share with you here. Now, some of these we've heard, and then some of these should be new to you. We'll just assume. I think part of a best friend's job should be to immediately clear your computer history if you die. Nothing is worse than the moment during an argument when you realize you're wrong. I totally take back all those times I didn't want to nap when I was younger. There's a great need for a sarcasm font. How the heck are you supposed to fold a fitted sheet? Was learning cursive really necessary? MapQuest really needs to start the directions on number 5. I'm pretty sure I know how to get out of my own neighborhood. Obituaries would be a lot more interesting if they told you how the person died. I can't remember the last time I wasn't at least kind of tired. Bad decisions make good stories. You never know when it will strike, but there comes a moment at work when you know that you just aren't going to do anything productive for the rest of the day. Can we all just agree to ignore whatever comes after Blu-ray? I don't want to have to restart my collection again. I've ignored Blu-ray. I'm waiting for the next thing. I've always slightly terrified when I exit out of Word and ask me if I want to save any changes to my 10-page technical report that I swear I did not make any changes to begin with. I keep some people's phone numbers in my phone just so I know not to answer when they call. I think the freezer deserves a light as well. I disagree with K Jewelers. I would bet on any given Friday or Saturday night, more kisses begin with Miller Lite than with K. I wish Google Maps had an avoid ghetto routing option. I have a hard time deciphering the fine line between boredom and hunger. How many times is it appropriate to say what before you just nod and smile because you still didn't hear or understand a word they said? I love the sense of camaraderie when an entire line of cars teams up to prevent a jerk from cutting at the front. Stay strong, brothers and sisters. Shirts get dirty, underwear gets dirty, pants never get dirty. You can wear them over and over forever. Sometimes I look down at my watch 3 consecutive times and still don't know what time it is. Even under ideal conditions, people have trouble locating their car keys in a pocket, finding their cell phone, and pinning the tail on the donkey. But I'd bet everyone can find and push the snooze button from 3 feet away in about 1.7 seconds, eyes closed, first time every time. And lastly, the first testicular guard, the cup, was used in hockey in 1874. The first helmet was used in 1974. That means it took over 100 years for men to realize that their brain is also important.
In the year 1870, San Luis Obispo was a different place than it is today. The city was known throughout California as El Barrio de Tigre, the town of the wildcat. This was the year a group of Masons formed King David's Lodge No. 209 and established the Freemasons of San Luis Obispo. For the past 142 years, Freemasons have been serving the community. And on Tuesday, August 28th at 6 p.m., they're once again opening their doors to the public to showcase their 99-year-old historic lodge, located at 859 Marsh Street in the heart of downtown SLO. At the Masonic Open House, you'll be able to tour the historic lodge, receive a brief history of Freemasonry, and meet local Freemasons. The event is free and open to the public. The SLO Masonic Lodge is located at 859 Marsh Street in downtown SLO. For more info, visit slomasons.com or call 545-5681. Freemasons. Ask one to be one.
125 years, Mercedes-Benz has produced the world's most advanced automobiles, and Star Automotive is dedicated to maintaining those vehicles for many years to come. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. I wish to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles the last 5 years. The Star Automotive Independent Mercedes-Benz Service Center can be found in SLO at the corner of Broad and Francis, on the web at starautomotive.com, or by calling 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the star on your car.
Hello, my name is Ivan Ulz. This week, the Treasure Ivan Show will feature the Red Scare of the 1950s as told through children's records.
Were they innocent amusements for the kiddie crowd or vicious propaganda tools to create a Soviet America? Listen in and decide for yourself. Saturday at 1:05 p.m. and Sunday at 5:05. See you there, comrades.
Dun, dun. Ivan, by the way, you know something? The little red, what's it called? The fire truck? The book of that came with a record of it, the book sells for I've seen sellers trying to sell them for $300-something. This is a new one. This is a new thing. But anyway, it's just kind of weird. I was like, holy cow. Anyway, so it's a highly collectible affair, apparently. All right, I'm trying to, I have something running in the background. I'm trying to figure out what it is and how to get rid of it. I think I just got it. I finally just got it so that we can hear from Clay Aiken one more time. Well, two more times, actually. But this is No More Sad Songs.
The way that I state my independence, that I'm no longer connected to your memory. This is the day that I'm making my defection, that I claim back the affection that you stole from me. I used to hear your music so
you turned out the light.
more sad songs. That's good news right there. You're with Bill Talker, Sheep Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station on this Friday. And I want to tell you that there's other things that I want to tell you about right now, and that is that we don't have Jim D here today, but there's new shows at the Palm Theater, and Nancy and I went to see the Beasts of the Southern Wild. Is that what it's called? Anyway, it was a fascinating movie, very well acted. And none of these were actors, so that was the interesting part. Nobody in the movie was an actor, but they acted well. I don't know how that works exactly. But, you know, you get the right people, I guess. Here's a good news. Here's good news and bad news. The status report, the state of downtown seems to be strong. Business group says vacancy rates are low and sales tax revenue is up. So I think things are looking pretty good downtown. And I'm glad to hear that, too. And because, you know, we've had our moments in downtown San Luis Obispo with recessions and whatnot that were just... It was like a ghost town. It was spooky. It was really spooky. So anyway, things are good now, which is good. Wait, we have a letter to the editor about the downtown once again. I think it's in here. Let me check this, okay? I think it's in here. Let me check. God, Bill, can you make the thing work? Here this person, who's this person? Sharon wrote this letter. I was pleased to see the article regarding the opposition of Slow Brew's expansion, in your August 7th edition. I'm not opposed to their moving, but I do agree with Save Our Downtown about changing the ambience of the creek in downtown area. I just moved to the downtown area. I'm really pleased that there are so many great places to eat, but I did do a double take at all the bars and locations with alcohol, and that seems to be their main emphasis, not the friendly, family-oriented Slow that I remember, especially from the 60s and 70s. I'm trying to remember that myself. I admit there wasn't as many bars. There's no question about it. I can think of there was a nasty little bar called Sully's. There was the Bulls, McCarthy's. There's another one that's not coming to mind. It should be obvious, but it's not coming to mind. Anyway, but there was there are places that serve beer and wine. How do I say this? Because, well, there are a lot of places to drink downtown. I don't do that, so I don't normally go to that part of downtown. Sorry, that's what happens. The other thing too. So somebody else wrote a letter, and I don't know where it went. And they were saying that, how awful it is that they don't want to stay in the old brick building and all that. The old brick building is going to be no more. Slow Brew has no choice but to move. They have to move. And so they find a place that's a good size and they can negotiate a lease on. And then people go, well, I don't know why you'd want to move in there and ruin the ambience of downtown. Do you mean to tell me because they were on Garden Street, it was less obvious that, is that what they're saying? Because it was on Garden Street, you didn't see it as much, I guess. Anyhow. I'm very pro private entrepreneur these days, and if somebody can make a go of a business and continue to make it go and move, which is a real pain in the neck, and continue to make it go, good for them, and it benefits all of us. It really does. I don't have to go into places that serve beer and wine and drinks and alcohol and all that stuff. I don't have to go in there and partake, but it doesn't mean that other people don't, and it raises money for our city. So I don't know why people are so against Slow Brew doing what it's been doing anyway. If it was a brand new business and somebody said, okay, we're going to put a huge new thing in here, and that would be in addition to Slow Brew and in addition to the other ones, but I don't think it's worrying about. That's me, though. Hateful vandalism must not be tolerated. No kidding. So the problem is we don't know what happened as far as what happened to the coach from Mission Prep. Nobody has any insights to it yet, but they hope that it'll make an anonymous tip at 549-7867. That's 549-7867. Anyway, it's just pathetic. Now, this was interesting to me. Mary wrote this letter. She said, I am in the process of moving to San Luis Obispo, and I'm sorry to hear the public sector unions are under attack. Have those blaming the unions our most economic woes been brainwashed by what 1%, the real culprits? There would be, now, here's what she says. Where would we be without the unions in our history? Sometimes we certainly needed them. Think about it. We take their accomplishments, such as weekend 40-hour weekends and no child labor, for granted. Without unions, there would be nothing, anything like a living wage, because there would be no communication between workers and employers. We would probably be a two-class society, rich and poor. That's what we are now, Mary. I don't know how to break the news to you, but that's kind of what we are. And I mean, I know the politicians all talk about, you know, we got to help the middle class, you know, and all that. You know, when it comes to the private sector in San Luis Obispo, that's what we're talking about. I was going to do this. I'll see if I can do it next week and just find out, because I have no idea what happened. But I've seen people write letters now, so I thought I'd find out. Apparently, there's a kite festival in Morro Bay that was canceled, and nobody seems to know why it was canceled. I would think that somebody that was going to write a letter would pick up the phone and call somebody at Department of Rec and stuff and say, why was the thing canceled? Or the Chamber of Commerce. I'll do both on Monday. I'll call and find out. I'll see if I can find out what happened to the Kite Festival. First, I'd have to remember there was a Kite Festival, but people have reminded me of that, so there it is. Victor David Hansen, who I don't get that into these columnists that much, but here's the thing. He said there is no California. Well, there is. But what he's talking about is the difference between the coastal strip of California all along its coast and what its goals are and its ambitions and what it likes and doesn't like, as opposed to what's going on in the interior valley. And so he said, the drive from Fresno to Palo Alto takes 3 hours, but you might as well be rocketing from the earth to the moon. So it's... That's interesting. He says there is no such state. Instead, there are two radically different cultures and landscapes with little in common, each equally dysfunctional in quite different ways. Apart, they are unworldly, together a disaster. Hey, quit picking on California. Now, we do the best we can out here. That's how I'm looking at it. I know I'm doing the best I can. That's the thing right there. Okay, I'm doing what I can. Positive reports of the struggling economy. I don't. Whenever they get a report, it's all of a sudden here's the report thing and all that. Now, I'm sorry that Jim D isn't here today, because I had a big article about an industry at risk, and what they're talking about is small independent theaters having to switch over to this Digitalis Fujimungai, and so it's like, you know, it's a lot of money, to tell you the truth, and so they're saying here it's about $50,000 per auditorium. And you have to realize that a theater the size of the Palm, you know, I don't think Jim D and his wife have $50,000 just laying around, you know. So, but he made the investment in getting digital, because he said there's, you know, that's it. If it's not, if there won't be anymore. And so this is what this article is about. These other places that, you know, can they afford to go digital? Because if they can't, they're done. Now here's another thing that I thought was fascinating, to tell you the truth. The power of, you know, are you too big to fail? William Shatner's Priceline negotiator isn't a goner after all. He just went surfing. 7 months after commercials show the negotiator plunging off a cliff and appeared oblivion, the company is resurrecting him in a new 30-second TV ad online and debuts today. So obviously they discovered, by not having William Shatner as a spokesperson, that they were doing worse. They weren't, or not doing as well. And that's an interesting power of someone's ability to persuade people to go to the Priceline place. Very interesting, I thought. The number of U.S. car dealerships is rising again after thousands of closures during the recession, so there are more car dealers, which is good. Anything that's positive about the economy is positive. So here's major retailers plan mobile payments. Cash, credit, or debit, you make one day, have far more choices to make at the checkout counter. A group of big retailers, including 7-Eleven, Best Buy, CVS, and Walmart, said Wednesday that they were forming a company that would offer a way for customers to pay for purchases where their smartphones join a wide array of groups and companies seeking a piece of the market. By the way, I came across, and I don't know how I don't know what I was looking for. I have to be honest with you. I was doing the surfing, and I don't know where I was going, but I ended up finding a business article from San Luis Obispo, and I don't even know the exact name of the magazine, but they said that, you know, the word has it that, I think it's Vons, I'm pretty sure it's Vons, that there's talk that Vons may buy out the Scolari stores. Now, obviously, the one Well, the one at Pismo is now going to be something else anyway, so we'll have to see what happens with that. That's going to become a Rancho market. But it doesn't matter what market you put on the other side of town where Scolari's was Johnson Avenue. Any market would succeed over there because there's nothing close by. I mean, there just isn't. Well, the closest thing that's close by is Laurel Lane Market. Oh, she's doing better during this time. Anyway, so that's kind of weird right there. Here's companies that manage, they spring up to manage online reputations. They keep you from trying to be a Dumbo, which is good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, try to keep you safe. Keep you from saying the wrong thing. Actually, you know what's interesting in the military now? I mean, these high-ranking officers, they have a lot of classes. They have a lot of instruction on how to deal with the media, all of them. Even if you're not a person that, you know, usually deals in the media that much, the military wants to make sure if, in fact, somebody in the media gets hold of you for some reason and you have to talk to the media, that you say the right thing. Even if what you're doing is the wrong thing, which is true sometimes. The sidewalk workers continuing in Paso Robles, you know, of course, because people filed a suit that said, you know, the little ramps were too hard to get up and down. So anyway, so they found out that they were not exactly what they're supposed to be, so they're working on that now. Weakest recovery since World War II, as long as we're talking about business and ants crawl on my paper. The review finds U.S. comeback is taking much longer than usual thanks to slow growth and few jobs. Speaking of ants, I can't remember the name of the store. I forget. I don't know. I've only been in it twice. It's in the new, Court Street project, and it's the candy store in the Court Street project, and next to the Italian eatery. And, they had in there, we went with the kids and took them in there, and they had bugs, ants, other things that were crawly, creepy crawly things and that were for eating. You think I'm kidding? Go in there and look. I don't know if you want to buy them, but I mean, they have them in case you want to eat something like that. Speaking of food, companies spend big to defeat food labeling initiative. The nation's largest agribusinesses and biotech companies are pouring big money into the fight against the country's first ever initiative that would require special labels on foods made with genetically modified ingredients, a sign of their determination. And of course they are. You know, they don't want to have to go through this. It's understandable why they don't want it, but see, here's the thing. Here's what they should be thinking about, though. They should be thinking about something they can genetically alter in such a way that what they come up with is something that's so great that everybody will want some of it. They'll want one. There's an old joke about the patent office and a guy that invents a piece of fruit that has a taste like an apple on one side and a peach on the other. And that's as far as I can go with a joke. But anyway, but so, like, maybe they could come up with something really kind of different, you know what I mean? You could come up with a pet dog you could eat. I don't know, something, you know, they could do something. Here's one of these pictures of one of these homes that escapes the wildfire where they save it, like I said. And then the interesting thing then is, you know, but then you look around, you don't have any neighborhood left. I mean, you're all alone, and everything smells bad. I don't know if that's preferable or not. I guess it is. Now, in case you were wondering about the how things are going with Cal Poly and the UC system and all that stuff, number of UC employees earning $1 million apiece quadruples in 5 years. So there's now it went from 6 to 22 employees earn over $1 million for the UC system, and yet. They're actually talking about not allowing California students in. Boy. There's a lot of dysfunction in the things we do, and especially the things that are run by government entities. There's a huge amount of dysfunction. Here was this guy here, and that part of that has to do also with, you know, money, 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 money. And then here was this guy that he mentioned on the news today. This guy that's a 4-star general that was, you know, spent money on lavish travel and all kinds of stuff like that. His name is General William Ward. Officials said Ward is facing numerous allegations, including allowed unauthorized people, including family members, to fly on government planes. So, again, it's just people taking advantage of something. Just there's no end to it. There's just no end to it. And, of course, I've always said, you know, it has to do with greed. It's just a kind of a greed thing. But anyway, it's very sad, I can tell you that. The Ricky Fowler, the guy who was involved in an arson fire, this is years ago, in 2003, a jury Wednesday found him guilty of murdering five people at heart attacks after he deliberately started to blaze a balloon into a massive wildfire in the San Bernardino area in October 2003 and burned 91,000 acres and torched 1,000 buildings. So now he got nailed with murder on top of that. They have rises in syphilis and other sexually transmitted disease cases in California have the state health officials concerned. Then they had an article, which I'm not going to get into whatsoever because there's no reason to get into it whatsoever, about the oral sex habits of teenagers. I'm not being a prude, but is it news? Is it news? It's just because somebody paid you. Somebody was crazy enough to give you money to go study something. I don't know what we need to know about it. Here it is right here. Data suggests teens not more likely to have oral sex first. Well, okay, we don't care. Mutant butterflies found near Fukushima. This is kind of spooky. They have a picture of what the butterfly should look like and what the butterfly's looking like, and it's spooky. There's no question about it. You thought genetically altered food was maybe a little bit scary? Franken food? Where do you see Franken butterfly there? Yeah, it's really right there. And here's the officials that in the California State Parks scandal that used officials used a code in the pay scheme to turn managers' vacation time into overtime. There's no end to it. Is there an end to it? No, there's no end to it. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. Researchers are saying increasing amounts of underwater noise, largely from shipping traffic, are enveloping rare right whales and acoustic smog. So here we're talking about what's going on in our area by, doing this sound testing for Diablo. And then here's what's going on elsewhere. Just amazing. It's an amazing world we live in. And here's some good news, though. And if you're a monarch butterfly fan, Mexican program cuts logging at a butterfly reserve. So, they've had all kinds of logging where the butterflies like to go. And if the butterflies have no place to go, they can't go there. So they're saying, okay, we're cutting back on that. We're going to enforce it. We're going to do better. If the Mexican government can accomplish just that, if they can accomplish just even that, that would be an absolutely wonderful. And we would appreciate the fact that they've actually accomplished anything, because by preserving the butterfly habitat, it makes it a more wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, yeah. Hey, have a great weekend. We'll get together again on Monday at noon. Until then, my other trails, be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails.
What you doing tonight? I wish I could be a fly on your wall.